Austin Faulkner, solid night. I mean, solid through the day, but this is still pretty good. Third, led a lot of laps. How did it all feel going against guys you haven't raced all year?
Good. I knew that I watched Dylan and Adam earlier in the year, and I knew that they had good raw speed. It was just whether or not they could kind of get a start and run up there with me. I knew that that head-to-head they were going to be pretty tough to beat, they were. They both got decent starts, I think, and they kind of – I mean, I had Sexton behind me for a little bit, and I kind of rode my laps good at the beginning, and then they kind of got it behind me, and with the day that I had, had a few pretty big crashes in the whoops already in practice today and just wasn't feeling the greatest, honestly. Was kind of beat up, so I was like, you know, I'm not racing those guys in the championship. Obviously, I want the points, but I would rather take a third and technically a win for East Coast because I would beat all the East Coast guys than crash and potentially lose points. So, not the greatest. I would have liked to beat them, just, I guess, I mean, for bragging rights, but not even that, just to win and get more points, put more points on the East Coast guys. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm coming out of here in one piece, so happy about that.
Like you said, though, that is technically a win for the East Coast. You did score a lot of points because one of your main guys that you're going up against finished way down the order. He had some opening lap issues. But for you, like, I think you still do learn more on your bad days than you do your good days. And if this was a bad day, there's still quite a bit that you can take away from it.
That's what I was pretty bummed when I pulled up the track, because that's the first race where I had it, you know, and those guys kind of took it from me. So it's the first race this year I've lost, so it kind of sucked. But I pulled off the track and I was pretty bummed. I mean, still got third, so didn't want to just be super bummed on a podium, but I was kind of bummed, and everybody around me was like, dang, that was like a championship ride. Like, that was a solid ride. Like, you've had a rough day. Those guys were a little bit faster. I could have went faster, but it would have got to a bit of a sketchy point. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to repeat of what happened in practice. I was basically told myself, I'm not going any faster through the whoops. Like, I'm going to jump through them. I'm going to do my thing. Those guys were a little bit faster. That's it. So I'm still happy. Happy that I'm 18 points up in the East Coast Championship right now. And I was still the highest finishing East Coast guy, which is my goal. Obviously, I would have been more points up if I could have held on, but rather took a third and scored points than potentially had a fall and not.
Yeah, double digit point lead though going into this. So does that change anything, or is it still just a string wins together every week you can?
Yeah, string wins together. I want to say that I'm not really thinking about the championship because I still have like 5 rounds left or so, but tonight I did think about it a little bit, but I mean, sounds like they did too, you know. It's just they weren't racing me in their championship and I'm not racing them in my championship. Obviously, we're racing each other tonight, but still, you think about your championship. So I'm doing everything that I can to try to get this champ. I mean, I put in the most work that I have any year this year. I've gone through struggles and I've gone through lows, and I feel like that makes me appreciate the highs a lot better. And I feel like I'm right where I need to be.
Thanks, man. Yeah.